And the question was asked, is there a problem with tsniut? Is it considered immodest to thank the host's wife for the food? So after you guys kept asking this question in previous years, I went to a Hasidish friend of mine. And they go very far in the concepts of tsniut. And I said to him, you know, guys are asking me when they're hosted by Hasidish hosts, is it considered okay by the Hasidim to thank the host's wife for the food? So he said to me, what's accepted by the Hasidim is that a polite guest at the end of the meal will tell the host's wife, thank you very much, the food was delicious. He said, he's not going to start schmoozing with her, and how do you put this spice in, and how do you do that, and how do you do that? But he will make a point of saying, thank you very much, the food was delicious. This is from a Hasidish friend of mine. So that's if that now does that put you at ease that it's
you might not even have a chance to smooch with her, because sometimes I've been to places in different rooms with many women.
So he told me that's this is Mea Sharim. I'm talking to you, a person who's in Mea Sharim, literally lives there.
What about the Eshet Chai?
Everyone sings Eshet Chai.
Okay, but in Shabbat, like the Balabait is supposed to be saying something nice to his wife.
No, Eishes Chayil Kabbalistically is a reference to the Shabbos, to the Shechina, to Am Yisrael and its connection to Hashem. Everyone sings Eishes Chayil. We don't see that as you're saying something to the host's wife. Everyone participates, and if you're a good guest, you also sing Eishes Chayil. And no, it's guys, I don't know, you guys come to my house, I'm singing solo. You guys should join in.
No, I don't feel comfortable singing Eshet Chayil, because sometimes I see the face of Balabait looking. It's not
about so think of the Shechina. It's not about her.
It's not about a woman, but like it's perfect, because he's also thanking the woman that she, you know, that she spent all the Friday cooking.
And I think it's like any other Zmira, you should join. And I've never seen people refrain from joining other than Mechon Meir guys. No, seriously.
What, again?
I've never seen other guests refrain from singing Eishes Chayil other than the Mechon Meir guys when they come to my house. And I've never seen, I've had rabbis at my house, and I've been guests with other in other scenarios, and I've never seen anyone refrain from it.
Oh, okay.
Out of issues of modesty, except for guys that come, I thought it was because they didn't know how to sing it. Now you're telling me it was for modesty issues. Okay, I don't know. No, I noticed that when guys come to my house, I'm singing solo. But I don't.
Not only that to these things.
No, but you guys should sing. You should sing. Okay. Anything else on this point?
Wonderful. I have a question.
David, on this point? Modesty as a guest. And so.
I would have about lying about taste of food.
But I didn't hear. What about?
About the taste of food.
Oh, for sure you should lie about the taste of food. Get used to it. Yeah. Bezrat Hashem, your wife will be a good cook, but sometimes it takes her a few years to develop the good cook that's within her. And you always have to say it was delicious, for sure.
Hello, Mike. What about
one second. What? Guess?
Guessing.
Guess should also say, thank you very much for the wonderful food. You don't have to say it was delicious. You could say, thank you very much for the wonderful food. It isn't wonderful food. Yeah, there are ways of saying it.
I have a question in reference to similar. It's like a little off, but it's similar. I'm saying, is there a difference between, in the sense of nida, when a woman's before you're married with someone that you're seeing, in the sense of passing an object to her, and difference of when she's in Nida.
So we'll get to that in a minute, but Yosef has another question.